Oh, hell yeah! Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man. Who do we have in the chat room right now? We have Cam702, Sully, Mr. Jesus, Kyle San, Day Day, Dingo, Donger, Do, Barry, Bitcoin, Day Day, Sully, Kyle San, Day Day, Sully, Bitcoin, Day Day. Why is it? Did Day Day write it 50 times? Evil One and Sully. I feel like I just said the same three names five times each. I appreciate you guys tuning in, all three of you, for the podcast, Stop Crying Poser. We do this podcast every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Right now it is 4:27. That means we are 57 minutes late. I was out last night. I usually don't go out on a Thursday. I was out late last night playing pool with my buddies, Nick Stamps, Tex, and me. Was there anyone else? There was four people because we were playing pool. Who else was there? Stems, Tex, oh, and Since When, my buddy John. So we played some pool out there in the nice, quiet, old people bar. You know, there's two tiers of bars. You get the one with the old people that like to gamble and then one with the young people that like to make a bunch of noise. So last night I was in the mood to not have a bunch of noise around. Also, the noisy bar makes your clothes stink. So everybody was like, hey, you want to stink later? And I looked at him like, not really. I said, how about you? You want to stink later? And then, nah, I don't feel like stinking today. So we went to the old people bar, which it's kind of like ironic, right? The old people bar does not stink, but the young people bar does stink. But if you go to like an old folks home, it stinks. And you go to a nightclub, well, I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a nightclub since I was probably my fucking early, probably since I was 21. Not all they're cracked up to be. No reason to even be in there. I touched this chick's hair. I was like, oh, your hair is so bouncy. He's like, don't you ever fucking touch my hair. I said, right, dog, I'm leaving. Your friend's a dumb bitch, and I'm going to go out there and gamble. I don't got to be in here. But like, I don't know what that was about. Anyways, it's been an uneventful week. I've spent most of my time this week in the backyard, becoming one with nature. By the way, allergies are going nuts here in Las Vegas. The trees, the pollen, the grass, whatever it is. Every day I wake up and I go, oh, what a nice sunny day. Oh, the weather's finally almost good. I open the front door and the first thing I do is sneeze 8 times. Then I'm a slobbery. My eyes puff up. I'm slobbering. There's snot coming out of my mouth. And that goes on for, I don't know, 6 hours until my Benadryl finally kicks in and it works for 8 minutes and then I immediately get sick again. So that's been going on. I've been spending a lot of time in the backyard. I ran this pipe around the side of my house, so now I have water in the backyard. I will say this, for almost everything that's like home improvement related, you know, like I'm building something or fixing something or repairing something or putting something back where it used to be, I usually run into so many problems. Everything ends up being twice as hard as I thought it was, 3 times as expensive as I thought it would be, you know, 4 times as much work. But running this pipe, it was a lot of work, but no problems, no hiccups, which I saying that out loud is bad luck because at any moment that pipe or one of the shark bites could come off. But you know, you wake up, you go out there, you look at your backyard, you say, man, this place is still a mess, but now I have water. It's just one more thing to check off my list of things that I want to do while the weather's good. You know, the weather's not, I don't think volatile is the word, but, you know, it'll go from 30 degrees. We have 30 degree nights, you know, freezing cold nights. And then 14 days later, it's 110. So there's not a lot of time for these like home improvement projects where either I go out there and I'm freezing to death or I go out there and I, like I was working in my shed today. It's a small metal shed, like aluminum or something. Just a small little shed, maybe 6 feet by 6 feet. Probably 6 feet by like 5 feet. If I was in there in the summertime, it would be like, if they found me dead, they would think it was suicide because they would go, oh, this guy tried to repair his plumbing in summer? He must have really wanted to die. Because there's no way you could ever do that. You can't go into a building. If it's 110 outside, the inside of the building is going to be 160. And they'd be like, oh, this was clearly a suicide. No one would ever work on their plumbing in summertime. That's a recipe for death. Then they would mark my death as a suicide. So I only have so many weeks or months out of the year that I can do these little projects. So I'm trying to just get through them, man. Trying to get through them. So I've been digging in the dirt like a dog for the past 5 days. We finally got everything buried back. I got my valve box. I look at it. I'm proud of it. I got everything. I still got to clean everything up. I relaid some tile. I had these like a big bricks that are kind of like tile. I don't know if tile is the right word. They're just a bunch of bricks placed in a design. So I had to rip all those up to get this pipe to go through. The surprising part. Zero problems. Like, zero things went wrong. Zero things, you know, I had to, like, figure out on the fly. Everything just fit right into place. So, not often do I thank the universe for, like, things going well. Because the universe famously hates me. Anytime I want to achieve something, the universe goes, hey, yeah, right, dude. Let's throw a wrench in those plans. For example, building the ramp. I've told you guys this before. It rains, let's say on average, the average rainfall for a Las Vegas year would be like 2 inches. We're at about 20, 30 inches right now, and it's March. Someone told the universe, hey, Ninja's building a ramp. Let's do 15 years worth of rain, and let's put that all in a 2-week span right after he buys the wood. And I know that that's true. If there was a way that I could do like a database, if I knew the language to put into a database, how many Wednesdays or Tuesdays? So for the past 5 years, I used to skate every Tuesday or Wednesday. If we went back and looked up the odds on if it would rain on a Tuesday or Wednesday, or if the wind would blow violently on a Tuesday or Wednesday, the amount of days that Tuesday or Wednesday would be like more likely to happen, it would be 10 to 1. It would be an unnatural phenomenon. Like, you would look at it, you'd go, well, how the fuck? Like, why does it only rain on Tuesdays and Wednesdays? And I go, weathermen, politicians, religious leaders, I know you guys all have an idea as to why it's raining. I'm going to let you know right now that I can make it rain any day I want. I can create rain. I am the Jewish. How do I do that? How do I make rain? When do you want it to rain? They say, Friday. I say, okay, cool. You want it to rain on Friday, right? And they go, yeah. Can you make it rain on Friday? I said, yes, of course I can. First thing I have to do is I have to invite two of my friends to come skate on Friday. And then I have to put on Facebook, hey, I'm skating on Friday. All I have to do is throw it into the internet. It's just say that I would like to skateboard on Friday. Boom, immediate flash flood, immediate lightning, thunder, wind. And they would be like, how'd you do that? And I go, man, I've been doing this for years. Check the Las Vegas schedule. It only rains Wednesdays and Tuesdays. And I say, and don't get me started on when I built my ramp. Oh, and if I have a roof problem, oh my God, immediate rain. I love that people think it's fun to be me. They think it's fun. I've seen you motherfuckers complain. I just got my car washed and it rained. Oh, your car? you washed your car? You washed your car? You spent $10 and it rained on it? Cool. I just spent $400 in lumber and it's all ruined. And I can't skate and I can't make any money this week. I'm sorry about your $10 car wash. Now your windows are slightly streaky. No. You don't have it like me. Anyways, speaking of the ramp, if you saw today's video on YouTube, the ramp is, it's strong. Okay, we've had some problems. I put a tarp over the ramp. Rain got into the tarp. There's probably some little holes or punctures in there. So rain got in, and rain sat on the ramp for a little while, and it expanded one of the boards, which fucked up a lot of shit. I got that all fixed, pretty much, like mostly fixed. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to water treat the ramp. That way, the water won't be able to get into these boards and expand them. Because I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. I think the boards are getting wet and they're expanding and they expand outward. And that creates a bubble underneath like two screws. That's my guess as to what's happening. So I said, let's water treat this. And now water won't be able to get into the wood, so it won't puff up. So I water treated it, just one layer. I used a paint roller, rolled it on, let it sit for a day. Next day, I go out there to try and skate it. Bro, I am slipping on ice. It is like an ice cube. It is covered in wax. There's some type of substance that water sealant put on top of the ramp. And it's like glossy and it's extremely slippery. But not so much on my feet. When my rubber shoes touch it, they don't stick at all. But for some reason, my skateboard wheels, it is a damn... If I did a 50-50 stall, I could roll down and power slide across the ramp and up to the next coping if I really wanted to. I could slide all the way down, all the way across, all the way up. And just a nightmare, you know. And you say, okay, well, vert ramps are slippery. Okay, cool. Yeah, they are. And like skating in the rain. Skating on a ramp like that, or maybe it's just me. Skating when you can't control how you fall is, for me, like the most dangerous thing for somebody at my age, at my old age. If I can't fall and have control over how I'm going to fall or where I'm going to fall, then I'm officially like I'm a beginner again. You know, I've spent 24 years skating. So I've spent way more of that time falling than I have spent landing tricks. So you spend all this time skating and you think to yourself, oh, I'm a good skater. No. What you're good at is you're a good faller. And if you're able to fall efficiently and never get hurt, now you have more time to do the skating. So I spent 24 years falling, and I'm good at it, and I can fall usually and avoid injury. But when the ramp is slippery, there's no way to fall because I don't know how the board's going to react. I don't know how it's going to turn. I don't know how to stop. I can land a trick clean, perfectly landed, and still fall. That doesn't exist in the normal world. So I got to figure out a way. I've been spraying the ramp with orange soda. I've been spraying orange soda on it and rubbing it in, trying to maybe, number one, become sticky because the sugar in there is going to be sticky. But number two, the acid in the soda maybe will break down a little bit of the top layer. So I put a ton of coats of that on. It's helping a little bit, but now I have a new problem. Like, the skateboard is still kind of slippery. And my feet, now, my feet are like, I'm skating with glue on my feet. So if the board slips out and I plant 1 foot on the ground, that 1 foot will not be moving. It will stick directly to the ground where I set it, which for a ramp is also inefficient because, you know, specifically for a knee problem, if your foot gets left behind and your knee keeps moving, really bad for your knees. So there's a sweet spot of how slippery I would like the ramp to be. And right now, we are not in this sweet spot. We are in a very bad spot. But we'll work on it. We'll keep working on it. It was my grandpa that suggested the water treatment. And I told him, I said, dude, I can't skate this. It's too slippery. It's unsafe. And he felt guilty. He's like, you know what? How much are those boards? I'll buy you some new boards. And I was like, dude, first off, it's not your fault. Like, our relationship is kind of in a way where, like, he'll never admit that he was wrong or he'll never, like, do anything like that. Like, it's his way or the highway, especially when it comes to home improvement. He's like, do it like this. And I'm like, well, I think this would be better. And he goes, nope, we're doing it my way. You know, I still own the house. I'm like, okay, cool, bro, cool. So I liked it, even though it's not like a battle. I liked it. He's like, hey, my bad. I gave you bad advice. I'll pay for it. Oh, I did. Like, you didn't force me to do this. You don't have to pay for this. You don't have to pay for my mistake. Get the hell out of here. So, again, it's just a little ego boost for me. I fixed the backyard too, and he's like, I told you I'd come help you because he was engineer. You know, he was an engineer for fucking 40 years, maybe longer, at the casinos. He can do anything. He can do electric. He can do plumbing. He can do roofing. This motherfucker knows everything about everything. So, like, rarely am I correct in a situation with him. So it's nice that I kind of have that going on right now. And he said, you did a good job with everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is coming from the guy that's always talking shit to me. Like, nice, man. What else has been going on? It's going to be a short podcast, I believe. slippery ramp. Oh, yeah. Part two of that topic. Do you guys have any advice? And when I, 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 I should never, I should never do this. Ask the internet for you guys to give me advice. Okay, let me preface this by saying, if you don't know shit about skating or wood or water resistant coating, if you don't know anything about any of those, then the next question that I ask, you say nothing. You say nothing. Okay, I have to say that now out loud, because I ask a question and then I get all these answers of people that they present their made up fantasy as if it's a fact. They make up a weird fantasy and then they explain it to me like they're a career contractor, like they've been doing this for 40 years. And then I go, well, why would I do that? And they go, oh, I don't know. I just made it up. I go, okay, here's the thing. If I ask you a question, didn't they used to do this in school, right? Like you're in a classroom and they go, who has a allergy to peanuts? And then one person raises their hand and everyone else shuts the fuck up. Okay? That like that. The if you're involved, now is your time to speak. If you're not involved, sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. Okay. So, does anyone out there maybe have a suggestion as to how I could fix this ramp problem? And I know it. I know that I have viewers out there that have the mind of like an 8-year-old. You know, like I love that I ask a simple question. I go, well, why don't you rebuild it out of carbon fiber and rebar and concrete and while you're at it, like build a giant fucking wall around your home and then make your home. Like, okay, first off, fucker, there's this weird thing that doesn't exist when you're 7 years old. It's called money. Okay, when you're 7 years old and you want a candy bar, it just appears out of nowhere. Okay, in your mid-30s, the shit just doesn't appear. Okay, I have to earn this thing that then turns into like this paper substance, and then I use that to pay on my to pay for my dreams coming true. That's what I have to do. Now, your 7-year-old brains out there, they go, "Hey, why don't you rebuild the whole thing out of birch?" Oh, okay, cool. Why don't you do what the barracks did? Oh, yeah, what's wrong with me? I should rent an entire, you know, 50,000 square foot fucking warehouse in the middle of LA and build my skate park there instead of building with scrap wood in my backyard. What was I fucking thinking? Okay. So if anyone has any advice that maybe they've done this before, God forbid. I love that part too. I love all the advice I get about my mini ramp coming from people with no mini ramp. I love it. They say, you should do this. You should do this. I would do this. I love when they phrase it like that. Hey, if that was my ramp, I would have made it less steep. Oh, well, it could be your ramp. All you would have to do is do something. Like typing online, very fun, very easy. Getting out in your yard and fucking screwing shit together for 12 hours, not easy, not fun. Which one are you going to choose? Instagram loser. Oh, I know. You're going to sit there and type. If you want to give me advice on my, you can do this. Go out there and do it. You can do it. I love everyone's like, I don't want to get out of context here. Not that you have to have a ramp to give me advice, but specifically when you say, well, here's what I would do. Here's what you would do. I already know that we're in fantasy world. I already know that we're in a fiction book. Here's what you would do if what? You could. Like, it can be done. We need to change American language. Here's what I have the ability to do, but I haven't done. And then you share your advice with me. Like, I could build a ramp and I could spend my paycheck on the ramp and I could get out there and sweat and then cut my fingers open and drill a bunch of stuff. But instead, then you give your advice to me instead of here's what I would do. There's no much. It's the same metaphor as when people say, if I ever see you, I'm going to beat you up. Okay, cool. You live in Australia. You live in Australia with no plans to ever come to Las Vegas, Nevada, and the United States. So the whole preface of your argument was already a fantasy. It was already fiction. It will never happen, and it can never happen. So the rest of the sentence, for me, didn't need to be said. Like, the whole sentence just, like, collapsed onto itself. Like, if I ever see you, blank. Okay, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. You won't. Continue your sentence. Oh, I'll beat you up. Okay, well, we've already established that's impossible. So the same thing with the ramp. When someone's about to give me advice on what they would do, I say, stop, stop, stop the sentence, stop it. Here's what you would do. That implies that you would do something. That implies that maybe you're considering building a ramp or you've had the opportunity. Like, oh, that implies that maybe you would, since the word would is in there. Here's what I would do. This is what you will do. No, like, sentence over. Delete, delete. Okay, if anyone has advice on the ramp, let me know. What else has been going on? My dog met another dog. My dog Koopa met another dog, and it didn't go well. It was Fitnoid's dog. We went to the park. We hung out, and I don't know what it is with dogs. Some dogs, they can walk next to each other just fine. Talk to each other through the fence. Everyone's happy. Walk in a big circle around the baseball field, no problem. But as soon as you get their faces next to each other, big problem. This dog's growling. My dog is like lunging at the... My dog is lunging at the other dog's face with his mouth open. I believe he's just playing. But I pretend, what if I was that other little dog? A dog five times my size is lunging at me with his mouth open. I'm gonna feel some type of way. A little bit scared, a little bit angry, fight or flight. Maybe I'm going to growl. Maybe I'll make a dog face. So meeting one did not go that well. And usually my dog gets along with all other dogs. And to be fair, we could have, and I've seen this work, we could have just let the dogs go completely free and they figure it out. My thing is, if my dog gets bit hard enough and then he snaps on his like, his evolution, like his actual DNA, if he snaps that on, suddenly we have a big problem, because the way that some of these animals are wired, once they get in like a bad mood, you can't punch them, you can't fucking slap them, you can't pinch them, you can't grab their skin. I've heard you either stick a stick in the mouth and pry the mouth open. If it's really bad, some people say shove your finger far in the dog's butthole. Personally, I went through all this, right? I pre-plan like the worst that could happen. I do this in my day-to-day routine. You know, I think about the worst shit that could happen. I kind of like plan for it a little bit. You know, no matter where I'm at, I sort of plan for shit like that. My first thought is like, okay, like I could probably choke my dog out. I think I could pull that off pretty easily. I bet I could get my dog unconscious within 20 seconds. But it depends. What the reason I would be doing that is because he probably has another dog inside of his mouth, so it was scary. A little bit disappointed in my baby. He can't chill out. I think the other dog would have been super cool meeting my dog if my dog could simply chill out. My dog can't go up to you and go, "Oh, hi." My dog cannot do that. He'll if he really really wants to meet you, even if you're a person. He'll bark at you, he'll like put his head down and look at you, and then he'll jump across the room onto you. He will leap onto you. So as a person, you just go, "Oh, not cool, man, get down, get down." Or you go, "Ow, your dog just fucking put his paws on my balls, ow, my dick hurts, ow, oh, my stomach, you got me, oh, the dog just knocked all the beer out of my hands." That's like an everyday thing. But if you're another dog, and this dog is lunging at you with his mouth open, I can see why you'd be like, "Bro, what the fuck is up with this dog?" So anyways, her dog was a little timid, a little scared, a little angry. My dog just would not. He wouldn't allow it to happen. She was like, "Oh, yeah, it's kind of his fault. Like, my dog's being a bitch." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't think it's your dog. I think it's my dog. I think, you know, whatever. We'll try again, though. Listen, that's my baby. That's my little sweetheart. So, he deserves a second chance, a third chance, whatever. Maybe we can make it happen. But, yeah, maybe some dogs just are not meant to hang out. My dog has met and been like unsupervised with probably 5 or 6 different dogs, and he's always done perfectly. One's a Chihuahua. One is like a 3-pound dog, and they get along great. My dog falls asleep. The little Chihuahua, little mini, runs up to him, bites his lip, like bites his lip flap, and then bites his ear, and then bites his armpit. That little dog knows all of his like sensitive spots. He just bites him. He just looks at him like, "What are you fucking doing, man? Quit biting me. Leave me alone. Quit biting me." As opposed to, you know, one single chomp and that dog would be eliminated. So we'll try again. We'll try again. What else is going on? Last topic. It has not been a very eventful week. I've been spending almost every hour that I'm awake during the sunlight, I've been in the backyard either making small repairs to the ramp or little modifications, digging in the dirt and shit like that. So not a lot of leaving the house. Even last night, we went to the quiet bar. I'm not going to get a cool bar story from the quiet bar. No one really talks to each other over there. So, whatever. What else? Mail. I've had a piece of mail. I don't know how you guys do mail things, like sending letters. I don't know what a regular mailbox looks like. I've only had one mailbox in my life, and it has a slot. The mail goes in the slot. It's housed in this little square, so no one can steal from it. And then I have a clothespin. My outgoing mail, I clothespin to the top of the mailbox. So I'm still getting mail, but my little flap, my letter that has a flap is still flapping in the wind on top of the mailbox. Someone is walking to my mailbox, putting mail in, looking at this outgoing mail, making eye contact with it, and leaving. So what I also did, I said, fuck this, I'm still getting mail. I changed the clothespin to where if you want to put mail into the slot, my outgoing letter is now blocking. It is blocking. You may not deliver mail without taking my outgoing mail, you fuck bitch. Oh no, they did it. They lifted my outgoing letter up, put my mail in, and placed my outgoing letter back down. And now I have to go to the post office because I'm over a week late on my bug spray bill. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these mail people. They have better benefits than me. They make a ton of money. They get great exercise. Also, I don't know about your mail carriers. Here's my thing. Put on a fucking podcast. Put on some music. You know what they do? In my neighborhood, they put their shit on speakerphone. They have a fucking Bluetooth pill speaker that blasts whatever conversation they're having on the phone. And as they walk up to deliver my mail at 9 a.m. when I'm still asleep, usually at 9, they're screaming, "Well, what'd you tell them after that? Oh, they shouldn't have said that. Oh, no, I'm going to go to get a haircut later. Oh, really? Oh." And I'm like, my God, maybe this is why you're not grabbing my mail, because you're too busy screaming at your cell phone. Like, not a conversation, screaming. I complain about everything in this neighborhood, right? Like loud music and shit, you know, people just troublemakers walking down the street and shit. And now I'm complaining about the mail. I've truly become like the old boomer. I am. I have become him. But I always have been. Now I stand up, I creak, my bones are cracking. Maybe I'm supposed to wake up every day and just be mad at the mailman. Maybe that's my purpose in life. Sure as hell is not having a successful YouTube channel. All right. That's the whole podcast. Can I get a hell yeah from everyone in the chat? Podcast ran about 15 minutes short today, but that's the nature of the game. I don't always have great topics. Sometimes the podcast goes for an hour. Sometimes it ends a little bit early. You know what? I could sit here like Joe Rogan and just daydream. What do you want to talk about? What's up with airline food? Right? Yeah, you really think those are potatoes, Jamie? Can we pull that up? And then we'll have 10 seconds of silence while somebody does a Google search. What a great podcast that would be. Fuck them. Shout out to Kyle Sun, Sully Waldrop, Ketch, Barry, Cam, Paul, Jesus, Dingo Donger, Sully Waldrop, Paul, iBook Boy, I appreciate you guys all for hanging out. No trivia today. Why is there no trivia? Well, another thing that old man Steve is a little annoyed about. I try to give away sticker packs every single week, and someone wins every single week. But they don't claim their prize. I don't know where you live. You have to send me your address. And another thing, a lot of you guys don't realize this, but your address, spoiler alert, it contains sometimes a number, sometimes a street name, maybe an apartment number. But there's these other details that a lot of these details, they're so hard to remember. Like what state you live in? Maybe a zip code? I would have never thought in a million years, man in his mid-30s has a Twitch stream where he's giving away free shit to other people who are in their 20s. And none of these 20-year-old people, none of them know what state they live in. What happens? What do you do? Well, what do you do if you have amnesia? How do you get home? Okay. Anyways, that's all I got to say for you guys. I hope everyone has a great weekend. What's on my schedule for the weekend? I think maybe a barbecue. I think there may be like a potluck tomorrow. I really want to get out there and enjoy this nice weather. The bad thing, my fishing license expired. Oh, no. So I got to get a new fishing license. Maybe that's what I'll do today, huh? Maybe I'll just throw some money at some dumbass fish that I'm already not going to catch. All right. Well, that's it for the podcast. I will continue the post show. But if you guys are watching this on iTunes or Podbean or Spotify or any of those things, by the way, episode comes out every single Sunday on those platforms, YouTube. If you're watching on those, this is the end of the line. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. And as I always say, don't drink too much, don't drink too little.
Well, if I was you, I would repair the ramp by...
What? Stop! You're not me! You are you! You're stuck being you! You're always gonna be you! Don't even continue!